This is Michael Easter. A quick note that if you're hearing this, you are not a member of 2%. Here's what that means. You'll be able to listen to the full episode of any of our podcasts that are published on Monday for free. Totally free. So enjoy. But you'll only get a preview of our episodes that are published on Wednesdays and Fridays. So if you want to become a member and get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes, please become a member at twopct.com. Thanks, and enjoy the episode. Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Another good one. And our episode today is the truth about heat exposure. So we're going to be covering sort of a big, grand perspective on heat, heat exposure, how humans evolved to leverage the heat to benefit their lives, my thoughts on sauna therapy and whether it's worth it, and how I kind of think about integrating the heat into my life in a way that benefits my life and doesn't suck up too much of my time. We are after practicality in this one. Now, some quick housekeeping before we dive in. A reminder, 2%, it moved to a different email and website hosting service, which is called Ghost. So members, you should all be fine. I was looking at the stats. It looks like everyone got the emails. People were opening them at the normal rate that people open them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you did hit any snags, just shoot me an email. I will respond. We'll get you all sorted. I've only gotten one email from someone who had a problem who happened to pay for a subscription right as we were importing paid subscribers only. That was the one unlucky human in this deal. Otherwise, we seem to be good. But yes, please do let me know if you hit a snag. Okay, now let's get into the post. On Monday, we covered some of the benefits of heat exposure. You can listen to that podcast. It would be the previous one from this one. Now, to understand the topic on benefits of the heat, I spoke to this guy whose name is Chris Minson. And he is a researcher at the University of Oregon, and he's arguably the world's leading mind on the health and fitness benefits of heat. I have that post linked out if you want to read it, or again, it's just the past episode of the podcast. Now, the health benefits of sauna, he does a lot of work looking at sauna. The health benefits of sauna, I think, are what are most compelling there. So for example, one study found that people who use the sauna at least 4 times a week, they were 40% less likely to die of heart disease. Now, I think that this stuff is pretty fascinating. Okay, you can just go sit in this really, really hot room for 15 to 20 minutes 4 times a week, and all of a sudden your risk of dying of heart disease goes down by 40%. That's pretty interesting. Sauna seems to work by mimicking the benefits of low-level endurance exercise. So, really interesting. But, let's have a moment of radical honesty with you all. Am I actually getting in a sauna? Not just like regularly, but like ever. Do I ever get in a sauna? No, I have not been in a sauna in at least 20 years. Here's how I think about this stuff. There is so much that we can do to improve our health, like just this laundry list. And so when I think about health practices and what I'm going to actually do, I defer to those that have three qualities that hit like one or all of three things. One, I enjoy it. If you hate it, you will not do it. Number two, it's got to be practical. The easier it is to do and more places that I can do it, the better, the more likely I am to actually do it. Three, efficiency. So I like to think bigger impact for less time. Those are the three things that I want out of my health practices. So with that in mind, no, I do not sauna for various reasons, which we'll get into in a moment. But I do have what I think of as a practice around heat exposure. And it allows me to leverage the power of heat without as much buy-in as I would get from a sauna. So to understand it and why I do it, you need to understand how humans use the heat to their advantage for millions of years. So we're going to quickly talk about humans and the heat and a brief history of the human relationship to the heat. So if you hate exercising when it is hot out, I have news for you. You are living in a comfort crisis for sure. Humans would have all died off had our ancestors not been willing to exercise long and hard on the hottest days of the year. You can almost think of humans as the sort of lizard of the mammal world. Compared to most other mammals, we're not that strong, we're not that powerful, we're not that fast, we're not that agile. But we're really good at managing heat, especially when we're moving. So for example, on a hot day, a relatively fit human will beat most other mammals in a long distance race. Lions, tigers, bears, dogs, doesn't matter. Other mammals can't cool themselves efficiently, but we can. So we would use this strange skill we have in order to survive. Our ability to really manage heat and thrive in the heat, it started with foraging. So early humans would walk around looking for food at the hottest point of the day. And the reason they would do that is because other predators, the things that would kill us, they would like to maul us and eat us, they were usually resting at the hot point in the day. So we would go out and we would gather and find food then, and that would help us survive. Now, over time, as we did that more, evolution sort of did its thing. Natural selection happened. Our bodies began to change in ways that made us even better at excelling in the heat. So for example, we began losing most of the hair on our bodies. We began developing sweat glands. Our sweat and lack of hair allowed us to stay cool as we moved across the earth. Then eventually, we began moving even faster in the heat. We started doing what's called persistence hunting. So this is slowly but surely tracking and jogging down prey for miles upon miles. Because our prey couldn't cool itself like we could, it would eventually topple over from heat exhaustion. Then we would kill it, then we would carry it back to camp. That's another thing we're really good at. And then we would have it for dinner. So in fact, Duke researchers, they note that early humans likely gathered food and performed our persistence hunts in the middle of the day when the temperatures were the hottest. This was the most uncomfortable time to hunt and gather food. Literally the most uncomfortable time you could do it. But it allowed us to capitalize on our insane ability to endure in the heat and survive. And then eventually take over the world and, you know, create things like newsletters and podcasts and beam this into people's ears all over the world. Now, the researchers that I mentioned before, that Duke team, they found that modern persistence hunters in the Kalahari Desert, they can run 5 hours and 40 minutes in the heat without it impacting their abilities. The Kalahari, by the way, it averages about 100 degrees during its hottest months of the year. 100 degrees. These guys are going for nearly 6 hours. They're not even refilling with water. It doesn't tell about 5 hours, 40 minutes that they start to suffer, more or less. Their performance drops, they need to get water, etc. Now, the big point of this is that we are all still totally capable of this today. But the problem is that it has been trained out of us by the modern world. So we now live at 72 degrees. In the peak of summer, exercisers retreat into air-conditioned gyms, right? We don't go outside and run when it's 100 degrees out. We're like, you know what? I think Planet Fitness, 70 degrees while watching CNN, sounds a lot more comfortable to me. And so that's what I'm going to do. But our temperature-controlled world, which is very new, it has totally changed us. We have lost a free, powerful stimulus that made us human and still today can improve our health. Now, let's talk about how I personally leverage the power of the heat. If you want to continue listening to this episode, please become a member of 2% with Michael Easter. Go to TWOPCT.com. Once you become a member, you'll get full access to this episode and all of our past and future episodes. Plus, you'll get the newsletter, which releases the most useful and practical health, performance, and mindset information online 3 times each week. Thanks.